1690. Welcome back to another episode of The Club. I'm your host, the white boy with sauce. Man, how are y'all feeling tonight, bro? Summer is officially underway. Thank God, because winter has just been kind of like my ex. You know, I just don't want to see her anymore type shit. That being said, guys, tonight we have another very special episode. We are previewing two new songs, of course. One from Daniel Saad, or Saad, hopefully I'm pronouncing that one right, from his latest album called Godfidence. He's a new person on our show, you know, we're gonna play him soon, I can't wait. Honestly, he's got bars. Y'all let me know what y'all think about him, because honestly, he's pretty lit. And then we got SK, who was on our show recently, who just dropped his newest album that we played last time he was here, called Walked Right In. The song that we're going to be playing from him is called Whoa. And after those two songs, guys, we have an exclusive interview from the one, the only, Suave, bro, who's here with us tonight with everyone. We also got co-host Curly with us, too. We also got Jay in the background. We got everyone here, man. Tonight is going to be a crazy night. So without further ado, guys, we're going to start off with Godfidence by Daniel Saad. And after that, by SK, titled Whoa. Let's get it, 1690.
I put my pride on ice, put my faith in flames, every ill had a price. But strength in my name, if they ask where I'm from, I'll answer I am, and I followed the plan from the Son of Man. I put my pride on ice, put my faith in flames, every ill had a price. But strength in my name, if they ask where I'm from, I'll answer I am, and I followed the plan from the Son of Man. I've been hollow within, I swallowed the pill. Get at the spirit, just follow again. Every model I'm in, ain't in the bends, the bar will begin. Never been broke or defeated, so I raise the chin. Spending my pockets, I'm placing my mother ain't been. This in the flex, but double my L, so I mean to win. Feels in my chest, the triumph is a matter of when. Mother be working through Caesar, I inherit aspiring. My father, he worked out of profits, he made up the time. He taught me to grind, so can I complain with tears in my eyes? When all of my struggles are numb and benign, cause now I can measure success by the prayers decline. They say that I'm gifted, I'm guessing I scarred in details. Turning my pain into profit, my scars in retail. Can borrow my vows for dreams that are real. Before you can sell it, my soul is on chef. I know many homies, they lust and they see some rain. You can't be see on me and never be finished, I see some rains. Don't tell me about problems, I wanna be bottom through pain. Promises, solemns, and though I be falling, my fake gon' remain. Confidence models I carry the cross, it's funny like cargo to me is the lotto. Hands on the wheel, but Jesus be driving my auto. Germany lanes, I be speeding my fingers, it's temporal rubato. Bigger than music, so when I do sing, turn up the volume.
And I put my pride on ice, put my faith in flames. Every L had a price, but strength in my name. If they ask where I'm from, I'll answer I am, and I followed the plan from the Son of Man.
I put my pride on ice, but my faith in flames. Every ill had a price, but strength in my name. If they ask where I'm from, I'll answer I am, and I followed the plan from the Son of Man.
I'm the best rapper alive. I'm the best rapper alive.
My page today. I wonder why. Because I am name brand. You found out about me. We don't know who you are. Fuck off. Suck my dick. Make some money. I'm one of one. I'm a business man.
Well. They know I've been in my bag, bitch, so I'm finna get it like, whoa. I really came from the rags, bitch, so I'm tryna get it like, whoa. SRT, I'm rag, yeah. Screech your tires, let them burn. Tryna see if my life even worth. I was happy till I took a turn. Giving away my soul, that's a curse. These drugs help me make it work. Blitzkrieg is going berserk. Hey, yeah, I'm wildin', yeah. Double F on my body, yeah. Hell nah, I don't need no status, huh. Double cup sippin', drinkin', only thing that keep me smiling, huh. I don't fuck with none of you lame motherfucker, y'all better move around me, yeah.
Whoa, whoa,
whoa,
whoa,
whoa,
whoa,
whoa. They know I've been in my bag, bitch, so I'm finna get it like, whoa. I really came from the rags, bitch, so I'm tryna get it like, whoa.
I'm trying to get it like, whoa. Call up, bro, know you ready to go. Just made it 20, I'm still on the road. Yeah, when you can fuck with it, I gotta go. No, I cannot call first, shit, little hoe. I hit that bitch in LA. I'm in the V by the AM. I never answer the DM. I went MIA. I'm wildin'.
catch a homie, yeah. Racks up in my pocket, yeah. Tell your bitch stop watching her. Can't get at me, you ain't boss enough. Ain't built like me, you ain't lost enough. Yes, free my dogs, now I pee my brother. Real race of riches, made it out that gutter. She a bad girl, love when it's snow in the summer. Two white girls looking like dumber and dumber. I'm wildin', yeah. I said I ain't hot, be lying, yeah. Bro said keep putting in that work, cause it's all about timing, yeah. Whoa.
I been in my bag, bitch, so I'm finna get it like, whoa. I really came from the rags, bitch, so I'm tryna get it like, whoa.
$16.90, that was Whoa by SK, man. What an OG, bro. Can't wait to have him again on the show very soon, bro. But tonight is about the one and only Suave, man. Yo, how you feeling, man?
I'm feeling amazing. I'm feeling great. What about you, bro?
I'm lit, bro. It's been a rough week, bro. I've been a bit under weather, but you know what? That ain't stopping
that
me.
Sucks, man.
That ain't stopping me. We're also got the co-host Curly in the building. How you feeling, man?
I'm good.
Yeah, you a bit tired, huh?
Just a little bit.
Just a little bit.
Overly tired.
A little overly tired. I wonder overly why.
Mad yoked.
It's not the point. You know, tonight's not about him being tired. Tonight's about you, Suave. So, yes, you know, let's get straight into it, bro. So tell the viewers, who is Suave?
I'm an up-and-coming artist from the West Island of Montreal. Been making music for about a year. Honestly, just having fun with this stuff. Like, that's exactly why I started it. I was pretty bored. I was just, like, open BandLab on a computer with some friends one night. Made like a goofy song.
Yeah.
I was like, wait, this is not that bad. Let me like maybe make another one. You know what I mean? So we made a few more, and that's where it started. Kept going.
Honestly, I like how honest that was. A lot of people like to give like a really in deep like origin story, but you know what? It's very honest. It's very personal. You know what? I like that a lot.
Nah, it was pretty basic way of starting.
What? It's perfect because sometimes you know when you try to like overcomplicate things, you know sometimes. It's just good to be honest. It's good to be very authentic. That's what you are in your music. I feel like your music is very distinct, especially with your last drop. It was with Bimboy Curly.
No. The most recent one is with Jay.
That's what's with Jay. The project or like song?
No. That's like just a song. My bad.
Oh, no, you're good.
Last project is with Bimboy for sure.
X Love Forever, bro. That exactly. was crazy,
yes,
bro.
Yes, sir. Appreciate it, man.
So let's talk about your music in general. So where does your influence and inspiration come in general?
Honestly, I listen to a lot of like Netspend. I mean, it sounds like basic, like, but a lot of Netspend, Osama Sun, Two Face. I think it's Dion or D-Lon. I'm not sure how to pronounce it. I don't know. I feel like I have a little bit of a different type of music that I like a very specific kind. I don't know how to describe it. Like, I just have to listen to the song, and if, like, I don't know, if I feel something, then, like, you know, it goes into the playlist, and, like, everything that's in my playlist kind of inspires me a little bit in its own way, you know what I mean?
That's what's up. It's, like, a bunch of different influences.
Exactly.
Inspirations. Exactly. And you know what? That comes from different places, too. Inspiration comes from anything.
Exactly. Not even music. Sometimes it's not even artists. Sometimes it's just something on the street.
For real. When was the last time that happened when it comes to your music?
Oof.
What's something that inspires you that's not music?
That's not music? My girlfriend right here.
That's what's
up. She inspires me every day.
Shout out
to
you.
Gets me to get up, get in the studio, make some music. Honestly, just like the thought of where all this music stuff could go is so like inspiring. It makes me like motivated to actually go and put in the work and to make songs and to post stuff online. Even though I've been lacking recently on the uploads, I said I was supposed to drop something at the beginning of April.
Yeah, bro, I was waiting.
That never dropped. Basically, just got busy, started working again. Didn't really pay for the because basically I want to do it right, and like on distro I don't have the top version, so I can't really add him as a collaborated. Like, I don't want to add him as a feature because every single song on the project that we were supposed to drop in April, like, it's all both of us on it.
How does that work? How does Distro Kid work?
I don't, from what I understand, right, there's a few different tiers that you can, like, purchase, right, or subscribe to. And at the tier I have, I think I have the middle tier, like the what's it called, bro? Anyways,
there's like a double artist package, there's a single package, there's a label package.
Exactly. So like the artist package, you can only, if you're trying to do a collaborative like project, you can only, like, the first person you do a collaborative project with is the person that the like DistroKid locks in as like your thing. So next time you say you want to do another project with someone else, if you want to collaborate the whole thing so like it shows up on both of your Spotify's as like your main thing, you know what I mean? Like, you need to have the label package, and I didn't pay for that. It's a little bit more expensive. I'm just lacking, bro, basically. That's the end of the story behind that.
Honestly, man, it's all good. As long as you drop it one day, bro.
Eventually.
Eventually. Soon. So what can we expect from your new projects? So do you have anything in the works besides the upcoming song with...
Besides that, I have a few singles in mind that I really want to release. Like, I really have the urge to release it, but when it comes to doing it, sometimes I slack. Like, I get tired and shit after work. But yeah, I got a few singles coming out, one with him, few alone solos just with me that I haven't dropped in a while, honestly. Like, a lot of my songs are like collaborative songs, or I have a feature, I'm a feature on songs, but I don't have that many solos. I think on Spotify maybe I have one or two. So I got a few songs coming out with this guy hopefully soon, a few singles alone, single with him. Maybe a single with him.
Yeah, you had a few singles with Jay, too. Yeah. You had Los Santos, and you also got Know the Skies, right?
And Party.
And Party.
But that's on, I think that's on his.
Baby, that's on him. Party.
Yes, sir.
Dude, exactly. That's on my playlist for, like, it's been a few months, actually.
So good.
But, yeah.
The recording process for all these songs is so, it is such amazing memories, and I'm so glad to have met all these guys, especially this guy, bro. This is the first guy I met. He hit me up. I felt amazing, bro. Low followers. This guy almost had like 1,000 hit me up telling me my shit's fire. I was like, appreciate it, man.
Yo, shout out Bimbo. He's actually my first guest, actually, too, on the show.
Yeah. Bimbo's an innovator. Innovator.
He pays the path, bro.
Exactly.
I try.
Lost nonchalant
shit. Type shit.
So let's talk about the recording process.
Ladies.
Where? let's talk about the recording process of the song. So a lot of fun memories, obviously. So how do you approach to like making a song? Like, what's the step by step?
At least for me, my approach is pretty, I'd say, like, sloppy in a sense. I don't really plan stuff out. It's very on the fly. Like, I find a beat like the minute before I start recording. As soon as I hear something that really catches my ear, and I like, basically, like, the way I choose a beat is, if I hear the beat and I have like a catchy little like rhythm that I can hum to it, or like a little bar that I can drop like right off the top of my head the first time I hear it, then like I feel like that those are the beats I more closely resonate to, and those are the ones I tend to make better songs on, to like compared to a song like a song on a beat where like I was kind of liking it but I didn't really have any much inspiration that like came to mind when I was hearing it. So yeah, bro, like when I'm making a song, it's very fast. It maybe an hour and a half.
Damn, okay, like, that's quick.
Yeah, I mean, after like mixing takes a little bit longer, of course, like chopping it up and cutting everything perfectly, but like the raw recording is like, yeah, maybe a couple hours, like max.
Do you do the engineering yourself?
Yeah, I record everything myself and cut it up myself.
What about producing? Do you also like dabble in producing as well?
Nah, I don't make any beats. I've tried, but I very quickly gave up because that was...
Damn.
That's I don't know. I give credit to all producers because that stuff is very difficult and you got to be super creative. Even I feel like... Because being a producer, I'd say is even slightly harder than being an artist is just recording, because like an artist, you have a beat to go off of, or in most circumstances, unless you're making some kind of custom beat or whatever, you know what I mean? Yeah. But like in most circumstances, you can go off the beat and kind of like build off that, you know what I mean, and ride the beat. Whereas like the producer is going off nothing. It's pure imagination, like it's pure like trial and error, you know what I mean? So people that really get that stuff down and can do it in like 30 minutes, an hour, that's like, I tip my hat to those people.
It's a talent. It's like kind of like a calling.
Exactly.
Some people just get it, and some people it's like a bit trickier to like fully grasp. But honestly, I think it's pretty cool. But yo, we're about to play some of your songs, bro. We're going to play Lost Light and Grim Speakers first. How's
that
sound?
Let's do it. 100%. Let's get it.
All right, let's get it, bro. So this is 1690, The Come Up. You're going to listen to Lost Light by Suave and Ben Boy Curly, as well as Grim Speakers, bro. Let's get it, bro.
Dun-dun-dun-dun.
She Halifax basements to Newfoundland kitchens, Atlantic Canada has always punched above its weight. Tune in every other Sunday at 8, Montreal time, for Eastern Promises, celebrating the exceptional music of the Maritimes and Newfoundland and Labrador. Join me, Donald Roberge, for new discoveries, music news and interviews, and to hear everything from traditional and Acadian sounds to indie, metal, hip-hop, and more. That's Eastern Promises, every other Sunday at 8, on CJLO 6090 AM and at CJLO.com.
This is Bobby from the Gruesomes, and when I'm not freaking out the squares with my fuzzed-out riffs, I'm tuning in to the freaky, wigged-out vibes of that psychedelic, mind-blowing love-in, CJLO Underground Radio.
Dive into the ultimate comic haven at Crossover Comics. Unleash your inner geek with the best selection of graphic novels, manga, games like Pokemon and Magic, in-store events, merch, and more. Our knowledgeable and friendly staff have got your back with awesome recommendations for your next read. Score big with a free account. Enjoy comic subscriptions and membership discounts. Be in on the action at 3560 Notre Dame West in St. Henry, right near Metro Lionel Brew. Crossover Comics, sharing your passion since 2012.
$16.90, we are back at it again, bro. The come up. You're here with the white boy with sauce, Suave, co-host Curry.
Yes,
we got the homeboy,
yes, sir,
Jay.
My bad.
We also got Fur in the background, too. Who else we got? Who else we got in the back?
We got Obito Muhammad. We got Obito Muhammad.
Yeah.
And we got Mark, my bad. And Cass, it's my girlfriend, my beautiful girlfriend.
Shout out, I like how just Mark. Everyone's got like cool
this
ass names.
This is Mark, bro.
Yo.
This is the one and only Mark. There's only one of Mark.
Everyone, yo, just Mark.
Black Mark. Approved.
That's
by
true,
black Mark.
Bro. Shout out to Mark, bro. not just because he's black, but it's fine.
Exactly. There's a separate reason
people.
For that name.
Me too, bro. Shout out to y'all. For
thanks, bro.
100%.
So let's talk about the last song that we played, bro. X Love Forever, the last album that you have. It was a collab album with co-host Curly. Let's talk about the process behind this. So what was it like having a real collab album?
Okay, this is the first like collab album that I've ever done. Collab project in general that I've ever done. But the idea kind of came up was like after, like we were just messing around. We were like being serious and making songs, you know what I mean? But we'd made like a few songs in a row, like on similar type of beats. And we were just like, you know, this would work good like on a project. Like if we made a couple more, make like a little like 5-6 song EP and drop that, like I think we thought it'd do really good. So that's exactly what we did. We took our time, made a few more. Like obviously we probably made like 10 or 15 songs for the project that like eventually we cut out a bunch of them and like,
damn, really?
Just took the best
ones.
Yeah,
that is true. Yeah.
That's usually how our process goes, because obviously we make our songs really fast. So a lot of like a lot of them, like at least personally speaking, I don't like end up liking too many of my songs later on. Like I listen to it for a little while and I'm like, oh, I could have done better, and I take notes on that, and then like I make another one, you know what I mean? And every once in a while, like I'll get like a really nice one that I really mess with like for a while, and then after I've been listening to it for like a few weeks at least, and like I still really mess with that song, that's when I like consider like actually dropping it and putting it out there. I don't know, maybe I should be a little bit more lenient and drop some more of the stuff that I make.
Like a deluxe album, maybe?
Yeah, maybe. That would be a pretty good idea.
That would be pretty sick. Should we make a deluxe version?
Should we do an X Love Forever deluxe?
Yeah, that'd be sick.
We could do that, actually.
Low-key, bro.
Yeah, that would be fire, actually.
I think that would be pretty elite. I think that would be pretty cool.
We can do that.
I said lit and neat at the same time. I said elite by accident.
Neat. Super cool.
That's new lingo.
Dude, that's rad.
It's so tubular, bro.
Tubular.
Oh man, that's like some Disney XD type of like vocabulary.
Oh, Disney XD was the best,
dude.
I
used to feel bad watching Disney XD, bro. I used to think that like it was for kids who can skateboard.
Who can skateboard?
Bro, that's why I didn't watch it. I was like, I can't do that.
I can't. You're not cool enough to watch
it. Yeah, but it was. They used to have, like, Phineas and Ferb and that one show about the slugs. What's it called?
Slugterra?
Yes, Slugterra. Who said it?
He did it. He did it.
Gravity Falls, I actually never tapped in.
Really?
What?
Dude, I was more
That's an amazing show.
Yeah, Lab Rats was actually pretty lit.
I was more of a Cartoon Network kid. That's the thing.
Cartoon Network.
Yo, Adventure Time, bro! Amazing World of Gumball.
Gumball's fire,
bro. Regular
Gumball,
show.
Loki scared me. Like, huh? It's like weird. Like, it like
blue cats.
It's like, why are there drawings in real life, like places? Dude, I don't know. It's just like a weird concept.
It was. It's trippy.
You're talking about though.
Gumball?
Yeah, Gumball, bro.
Gumball was so cool.
Gumball is so lit, bro.
Gumball's one of my favorite. Loki, I can't lie.
A lot of references.
That or Regular Show.
I don't know that one.
What, nigga? Dude, Regular Show.
Maybe I do, but, like, I don't remember it by name.
Okay, it's, like, with, like, the blue bird and, like, the raccoon.
Oh, okay, yeah.
But
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Rigby, course, bro. Course, that's my course, nickname, course, bro. Course, Rigby. Shout out Rigby.
But they added him to... Yo, the Muscle Man.
Muscle Man.
Yeah,
your
guy.
Mom. That's what he used to say, right?
My mom.
And my mom, yeah.
That was a good impression. No one really clocked on that. Or Nickelodeon was pretty lit, but now there's like a bunch of like.
What did you just say?
Nickelodeon. Don't try to catch me off guard. I know what you're trying to do.
Avatar.
SpongeBob.
Courage the Cowardly Dog. Johnny Bravo. I can go on.
Bro, what about?
Hey, yo, Powerpuff Girls is pretty lit.
Powerpuff
Girls is lit.
Yo, y'all remember Totally Spies?
Yo, Sugar and Spice and Everything Nice, bro. It's...
Dr. X.
Was that the monkey's name? What was the monkey's name in
Mojo Jojo.
Yes, bro. Dude, they made a live action show that got canceled. Did you guys hear about it?
They got canceled?
Yeah, we're not watching that.
It was with the girl from Disney. She's blonde.
The girl from Disney that's blonde?
I know, it doesn't really narrow the search.
Oh, Hannah Montana?
No, not Hannah Montana.
Hannah Montana?
Dove Cameron, the girl that...
Oh, okay, yeah.
She was in that one show where she plays a twin, but she doesn't have a twin.
Yeah, exactly. Liv and Maddie.
Jessie. Yeah. Oh, Jessie.
Jessie's a great show.
Jessie's a decent...
Jessie was top tier.
That Jessie was top tier when it was, like... When it was fresh. When it was fresh, like, yeah. Every week, you know what I mean?
Benson,
live.
Bro.
Benson was pretty... Mrs. Kipling?
Yeah.
Bro, apparently the
Bertram is the best character in the whole movie.
What happened to Debbie Ryan? Is she like she alive?
Yeah, I think
she
so.
She went to rehab like for a second.
She went to rehab.
Oh, Rick.
Bro, she's off to Mrs. Kipling, bro, for real. Wow. Shout out Debbie Ryan, bro. Hope you're good.
She's pregnant and married now with kids. She's also
Sky Jackson is also pregnant.
I've actually talked to Sky Jackson, fun fact.
What?
I had a long text exchange with Sky Jackson.
I'm not supposed to swear about bullshit, bro.
I swear to God.
No, I don't believe you.
Hand on the Bible.
How did this happen? No, you gotta tell me this.
But I'm not blasphemous. We'll talk about it later.
You can't just drop this.
We'll talk about it later, but yeah. I can't tell you how...
Should I be scared?
Yeah.
Nah.
Wow, I can't believe you just...
Get edged.
Rock Nation.
There was also... What was that other show? Not Debbie Ryan. She looks like Debbie Ryan. But then again, they all look the same.
Demi Lovato.
Yo, Camp Rock.
I love Demi Lovato.
What about Austin and Ally?
I love Demi
Lovato. Oh, wait, that's a good...
That
dude.
Was a fire
Did
show.
I not say in the car, put on some Demi Lovato? I did.
Why Demi Lovato? Okay, but in Austin.
What do you mean, why Demi Lovato?
Why Demi Lovato?
Chill out on my babes, yo. Chill out.
I feel like I'm living in Austin and Ally.
Who's Dez?
What?
Who's Dez in your life?
I don't even remember the characters.
There's one guy who has like, or he's ginger.
Like the blonde guy.
The ginger.
Ginger.
The
blonde guy is the main guy.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
The ginger is just like he's tall. He was in that one movie where like he raps. I don't know why. It's just like and also there was like who's that one? She's like Mexican, I think. I don't know if she was Mexican. I don't want to sound that racist, but she was short, and she had a different job every episode.
I'm not sure.
You're assuming.
I just remember really enjoying Austin and Ally as a child.
Yeah, I was pretty lit as a kid.
I was pretty young.
It was pretty lit. Would you say Austin and Ally like influences your music?
Yeah. Nah, but like I don't know about that. I don't remember enough of the show. Like, I pretty much just remember the name and the concept of the fact that they worked in a music store.
Yeah, that was pretty lit.
Yeah.
It was pretty lit.
I wish I worked in a music store.
Dude, low-key, I feel like working in a music store is pretty cool. But then again, I feel like if, like, you have to know, like, your shit.
For sure.
Like,
dude, what? You know Billy Joel?
Billy Joel? Who's Billy Joel? Who's that?
Oh, I thought you'd actually know Billy Joel. I I felt like that was, like, a...
If you can put a... I can put a picture to a face.
I could put a face to a picture.
Oh, wait, is that Hannah Montana's dad?
No.
Oh, no, wait, that's Billy Ray Cyrus, right?
I'm actually Billy Ray Cyrus.
You kind of look like him a bit.
What?
You starting then you start. Don't worry about it. But, yo, let's talk more about your music, bro, we're getting off track.
Yeah, we're getting off track just a little bit.
Would you do another collab album in the future?
100%. I have one coming out with him, with Fur.
Ooh.
For sure.
What's the genre like? Is it kind of similar to...
Different. I don't know. I guess you could call it different.
Same, but different.
Same, but different, exactly.
What can you tell us about this upcoming album?
That it's going to be sick. It's going to be one of the best things I've ever dropped. It's going to be up there on the list.
Okay, bet.
And,
do you have anything to say about that, Fur? You can pull up to the mic.
Yeah, you gotta get to the mic.
We can't hear you that far, bro.
Bro, he's telling.
You gotta get closer, bro.
Get closer, bro.
Bring a chair, bro. The chair's right there, bro.
He ain't gonna bite.
Bring the chair, bro.
Bro, he's telling the truth, bro. It's gonna be the best EP that ever came out.
The best EP that ever came out, bro.
Bring the mic.
Yeah, you can pull up a chair, bro. We won't bite. Tell the audience.
I don't know. I bite, gang.
You bite?
Pause.
Do you bite? Wait, what?
He bites, bro.
He bites? Why do you know that?
Apparently, he bites.
Ooh. Crazy studio session.
Big boy. No, Big boy Curly.
Prince Sanguine.
Biting Curly.
Prince Sanguine. Anyway,
all right, so tell the audience who you are, man.
My name is Fur Cardigan.
Fur Cardigan.
I mean? I just make music.
That's what's up, bro. That's really cool. So what can you tell us about this upcoming album you guys got?
I mean, yo, me and Suave, we both started music together, honestly. Like, he put me on into making music, so...
Yes, sir.
It's like...
I saw the vision from the beginning. Exactly. I was like, I started the music. We made one song together. I was like, I see it going far distance with him. I was like, I need to push this guy to do it.
Exactly. And now the chemistry is just insane.
Grand song. I mean,
like, yes, sir.
We just make fire music.
Honestly. Dude, honestly, bro, I can't wait because we're about to play... Your song with him too is called Space.
No, I mean, yeah, run it.
Run it. Oh, wait, did you want to play a different song?
That's cool. We can play that one, bro.
All right, bet. It was also Los Santos.
Exactly.
All right, bet. So we're going to play Space and Los Santos right now on the come up. Fur Cardigan's live debut on the radio, bro.
Yes,
let's get it. 1690.
Come on. your lip right up to try. Yeah, I can tell when you gon' blush. And I'm in between his eyes. Yeah, I caught you in the street with no disguise. 22-inch rims, yeah, I just built my fucking ride. RPG up in the truck in case I see the fucking guy.
I'm the tour, bitch, I ain't my chum, my door lock. You gon' hit the floor, bitch, I know you ain't with him. He was acting tough, but now his eyes up in a switch. Couldn't find his body, send him prayers to his mother. Couldn't find his body, send him prayers to his sister. He was acting tough, but now his eyes up in a switch. Let her hold her rest his clothes, cast it at the funeral. Heard his sister crying, fuck, I might just go and comfort her. Heard his sister crying, fuck, I might just have to comfort her. Walking on this bitch, I might just pass out to my brother. She was just crying, I was fucking when I'm fucking her. Evil fucking world, yeah, I cannot trust no bitch, yo. We just kill this nigga, now we fucking on this bitch. Hope I make it up to heaven, fuck it, I'm a sailor. Smoking on this weed, I'm gonna finish with his sister. Smoking on this weed, I'm gonna finish with his fucking sister.
Yeah, all the plenty got me up. Pepper is the stuck. Come on, let's ride up the track. Yeah, I can tell when you gon' blush. And I'm in between his eyes. Yeah, I caught you in the street with no disguise. 22-inch rims, yeah, I just built my fucking ride. RPG up in the truck in case I see the fucking guy.
Good evening, dear listeners. There's a synth in the house. My name is Matt Faye, and every Wednesday at 10 p.m., I explore songs with any kinds of synthesizers in them across all genres through thematic sessions or free-for-all jams. Trust me, you'll enjoy it as I do know a thing or two about good music. Through random trivia, occasional puns, or my wacky narration, I will make your evenings better amidst this turbulent world. So, come on in. Enter my cozy abode, cause there's a synth in the house. Join me Wednesdays 10 p.m.
Only on CJLO.
Hey, it's Lisa Clara. You're listening to CJLO 1690 AM.
If you're interested in audio storytelling at all, volunteer with CJLO's news department. We'll teach you the ins and outs of audio journalism, no experience needed. You'll learn interviewing, scripting, recording, editing, and we'll support you every step of the way on your journey to producing your own original reporting. We also take a lot of pride in our local focus and coverage of the issues often forgotten by mainstream outlets. Join the team and get your voice on air by filling out a volunteer application form at cjlo.com/volunteer. Or come to one of our weekly pitch meetings, Mondays at 1 p.m. on the Loyola campus, CC 430.
Fuck around and lay around.
1690, we back at it again, bro. The white boy with Sauce, Suave, and co-host Curly, bro. How y'all feeling, man?
Wonderful. Amazing.
Yo, we also got Fur, bro. I forgot about
super,
IOC.
Super good.
Bro, you're right behind my computer. My bad. My bad. My bad. So, yo, it's my favorite part of the night called Quote of the Day, bro. Y'all already know how this works, bro. You tell me the craziest thing you can come up with, the most inspirational thing, bro. The sky is the limit, bro. So, let me ask you this, Suave. What is the quote of the day?
So, basically, you'll never run if you never learn how to walk. Last thing, I just want to shout out Amastepan. I love my family.
Facts.
And that's about it, bro.
Facts.
Shout out to that, whoever that is, but I don't know. Bimbo, you got a quote for us?
I don't even know. I guess.
Yo, screw it. Everyone's got a quote, bro. Okay, you go first.
I think.
45 quotes of the day.
Swag out,
bro. Swag out. You can never outswag someone, but.
Yeah. I mean.
It depends.
It's debatable.
Maybe. Alright, Fur, what's your quote?
Bro. Wake up and you'll see the next day.
No. See, that's why I love this guy. That's why I love this guy. Because this guy gets so philosophical when the mic comes out and he's on the spot. Just like the way that this guy flows, just it like blows my mind out of the water. You know what I mean?
Every 60 seconds, a minute passes.
Exactly. Exactly. You're not really working unless you're falling asleep at 6 a.m. and waking up at 5:58.
That's what's... Bro, that's some real inspiration. Bro, who else got it? Who else
don't
got a quote?
Don't let the people that judge you stop judging you.
Bro. Every shot you don't make, you miss them all.
Okay. The glasses have empty type shit.
A wise man once said.
A wise man once said.
Shots you don't make, you miss them all.
That's a bar, bro. You gotta put that in the song. He ain't lying. You know, I'll give you that.
Wise as hell,
bro. I gotta get you on the show, bro. If you're gonna keep spitting like this,
bro. We gotta do a round two. This is part one of the interview.
Oh, bro. Part two is just gonna be me not sober, but. That, which will not happen, by the way. I'm always fully sober here, guys. I have to be
always fully sober. I'm always eating. Actually, I'm always consuming vaporized salad.
Exactly.
What?
You heard of it.
Vapor? You can do that?
You heard of it.
Vaporized salad.
I love to eat grass.
What?
You're the birthday, bro.
You know, bro, you're the guest, so I'm not even gonna like question this shit.
I can't question anything I say.
Dude, you know what, bro? To each their own, bro. I've seen some weird shit. I don't even like salad. What am I saying?
A lot of shots you don't make, bro. You miss all of them.
Bro, I've been low key, bro. Low key, I've been craving Wendy's for a minute.
Wendy's nuts hit you.
Okay.
Wendy's is delicious. You know what the meta is for Wendy's? I actually have the meta for Wendy's. Sorry, I just made a...
No, that's good.
You can't tell me about the Wendy's meta.
Okay, so basically, what you're supposed to get, right? You get a burger. If you want to get a burger, right? You get the junior cheeseburger with bacon.
Mm.
You put the toppings however you like. You know what I mean?
Okay.
No extra charge.
That's true.
The burger, the junior burger, is slightly smaller than, like, a normal cheeseburger, right? Except... it's $2.49. So you get two of those, or three of them. You top them how you want. You get a baked potato with cheese and bacon on the side.
Right.
And then you smack all of that for like $14.
What's the drink?
Oh, facts. Drink. No, I can't go no Bev. Personally, I only drink water.
Type shit. Yeah, you know what? Yeah, I like that.
Yeah, I only drink water, but... yeah, so I'm getting water with a baked potato and two junior cheeseburgers with bacon.
That sounds blessed.
With extra sauce.
You know, Wendy's has never really disappointed me, except for one time. Remember when they did the Krabby Patty meal?
I didn't even try it because I knew that was baloney.
Dude, it was just a regular cheeseburger with a special, it was like spicy sauce. That was literally, I was disappointed, bro. I had to step outside. I was like, why?
Your biggest mistake was getting hyped for a Wendy's
Krabby Patty. Dude, obviously, bro. Krabby. Dude, if someone told me you can eat the Krabby Patty, would you not do it?
The Krabby Patty?
The Krabby Patty,
not,
bro.
It's not coming from like the...
the Krusty Krab, bro.
The Krusty Krab, that's the problem. It's coming from Wendy's.
Yeah, but you know what, bro? It's the next best thing, bro. You gotta... I had to lower my expectations. You know what I mean? Like, I knew he's not real, but I got.
What's your
like,
take on Poulet Rouge?
Ooh, I'm so glad you asked. You know what? It's. I'm not saying it's overrated, right?
No, it is. Okay.
It depends what you get. It depends what you get. It depends what you. I get it with fries. I don't like the rice.
You got a poutine.
Okay.
Because like I don't know. I don't like their rice. So I'll take it. And also, I'm pretty weird. The what?
The quinoa.
Me when I go to Poulet Rouge, quinoa.
I had it once. It was quinoa, decent.
Quinoa is like rice, but for batiman.
Yeah, it's very. But what are you taking your order? And how do you feel about Poulet
Rouge? Okay, so this is my Poulet Rouge order. People might think I'm crazy, but this is it, right? And so, rice, brown rice. You get seven toppings, right? So you get two times corn. Two times cheese, three times crispy onions. Super simple. Spicy mayo, and you gotta ask for hot chili sauce on the side in a packet. Then you get two hot chili packets. You get home or you get to Eden. You crack it open. You break up all, like, the chicken. You know what I mean? You cut it into little pieces.
Uh-huh.
Put the sauce on the rice. Put the chicken in it. Put the cover on. Shake it. And then open it up and eat that.
That sounds like diarrhea.
Nah, that is the most delicious.
I have to try it.
Bro, I eat that at lunch, at work. That keeps me alive for 11 hours a day.
Dude, you know what's crazy, bro? I'm petty as fuck. I'm petty as hell when it comes to my my Poulet Rouge order. Because you know why? There was a place in Laval. There was a place in Laval called Mexigrill. It was a burrito place. It was exactly like Chipotle. All right. And they closed it down because someone got food poisoning or something like that. Some lame shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Someone with a low intestine. Like, anyway, not the point.
Someone only died from that.
Probably. Someone probably. Whatever. Not the point. And they closed it down and they opened up a Poulet Rouge. And that's where I started eating Poulet Rouge for the first time. So my order would always be what I would order as a burrito. Okay. So it would just be like cheese, salad, tomatoes, and the spicy sauce. And fuck, what's it called? Onions.
See, but I mean, I'm like that. That sounds really good.
It's lit.
You know what I mean? The problem is though. See, I'm weird. Like I don't know. I mean, I don't think I'm weird, but someone else might say I'm weird. I don't like hot vegetables.
What?
So like,
what?
I don't want the veggies in my sandwich, like in my burger, like it's getting warm, like it's getting soggy, like.
Like hot, as like, in like spicy or like.
No,
hot?
Like warm. Like, the,
oh, like warm?
Like it's not. Like, yeah, exactly. Like soggy.
I feel you on that. Well,
you know what
I mean? It depends which one.
I mean, onions, like I don't like onions just like just straight up. I don't like onions. You know what I mean? Oh, pickles are delicious. I love pickles.
Oh, get out, bro.
I could eat like 45 pickles back to back.
Oh,
we know.
Yeah, right, buddy. What are we doing? dude, pickles is like, they just don't taste. They don't taste like anything, but they taste of something. Like it's just.
It's like
it's
nothing
weird.
But everything.
Yeah.
Bro, they taste like a pickle.
It tastes like of something. I can't explain it.
Vinegar.
Yeah.
Hey, what
are
you guys
saying? I am not saying vinegar.
Pickles
bro.
Are delicious, and no one can debate me on that.
You know, a lot of people don't like tomatoes. My girl doesn't like tomatoes.
I don't like tomatoes.
What the hell, bro?
I like.
What do you like?
What do you put in a burger?
What?
What do you put in a burger?
Like what do I put
like,
in a burger?
Like a classic burger. You don't put like.
Yo, I put.
Nah, I'm not gonna lie.
Meat, cheese, meat, cheese, bacon, sauce. Yeah.
The mic's long enough that we can hear Jay laughing.
Low key, I'll get the sweet potato fries and put them inside the burger.
But you don't like hot vegetables.
But I don't like hot vegetables.
Hey, you know what? We need you on the mic. Get on the mic, bro.
That's different because it's a potato. Like, potato is supposed to be cooked. Like, who eats a raw potato? You know what I mean?
Well,
you can't. Thank you, but it's a vegetable, right?
You can
eat a raw lettuce.
Well, you have to like wash it first.
Okay, but it's still raw. You're not cooking it.
Would you? Oh,
vegetables don't you like?
I knew a guy once who would eat a tomato raw.
So you don't
like
stir
just,
fry. You like pad thai?
Yeah.
You don't like stir fry.
Not really, bro.
I actually never had stir fry.
Like, not really.
I never had it actually.
Like it's okay, but I'll just pick up.
You've never had Thai Express?
I never had Thai.
Really?
I can't digest it. That's the thing. I don't digest shit.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, bro.
But you know. I can't digest Asian food, but I can somewhat digest, like, Mexican food.
Mexican food's the best.
Mexican food is pretty lit. I love spicy food.
I love
food. Wait, like, a good burrito is better than anything ever.
That's so
casual. Yeah.
I swear.
If I bring you a plate from my work, better, you're bro. Never going to say
a
that.
A burrito?
No. If I bring you a plate from my work, you're never saying that again.
Okay. All right. Hold up. Wait. Get on the mic, bro. Get in the mic. You got some shit to say. Hold up. We got Jay in the building.
Keep it interesting.
He got something to say. You can move the mic, bro. You don't
gotta
do all that.
I want it to be
legit.
Okay. So you got some brave things to say. Okay.
Me?
You got,
I do.
Yeah.
I do got some brave things
say
to say.
Say it with your chest.
I said. Let me get the mic. Let me get the headphones.
Hold up. Say it.
What I said, okay, was if I bring you a plate from my workplace, you won't say that again.
Okay, where do you work? Where do you work?
I work at the best Jamaican restaurant in Montreal, Pimentos.
Mm, shout out to them, bro.
Shout out to Pimentos.
All right.
Pimentos. Dude, they're like turning me Jamaican, bro. Every time I eat there, I'm like 1% more Jamaican.
Facts.
Look, yeah, I gotta try it. It's gonna be pretty lit. Honestly, man, I have to like expand my taste. I'm picky. I'm a very picky eater. That's my problem.
This guy doesn't like
onions,
bro.
Don't even talk to me, bro. I'm on another level. Like, you couldn't even be in my league.
What's something that you really don't like? Like really?
Onions.
Besides onions. Let
me go deeper into my onion infatuation, right? So, basically.
Not even an infatuation.
Like, okay, I'll eat a whole bag of onion rings, but I don't like onions. Okay, basically.
He's
so
weird.
Listen to me.
Listen to me. This is what he told me.
I don't like the texture in certain scenarios.
He's a texture
like,
hater.
Say I'm eating hot rice and it's like soft and then I taste this like crunchy, hard vegetable that kind of is like a little bit weirdly spicy in a sense and like just tastes bizarre. I'm like, never mind.
Sure. Okay, is it like... Is it kind of like...
She's told me that before. I don't know. Maybe
I'm...
Possibly.
I'm just saying the texture thing. Okay, but you know what? Okay, in all respects,
like
I don't like fish.
What?
I don't like fish.
I love fish.
I don't like sushi either.
What? He doesn't like...
But here's the thing. I hate fish, but I love going fishing.
I know you love going fishing.
That's different. That's like a completely different activity.
That's
but,
the widest thing
yo, ever. Fish is delicious. See, I only have problems with vegetables.
Okay, I like carrots.
I can eat all the meat in the world. Pause.
What? Well, that's
world.
Actually all the time we have tonight, guys.
Ooh.
What is this even about, bro? Like, no onions, but yo. All the meat in the world, bro.
All of it.
Bro, I had deer for the first time last year. That was actually cool. Dude, you know what?
I had a deer burger. I ate bunny.
Have you ever tried moose meat, though?
That I never tried.
That is amazing.
Bro,
moose meat is amazing.
Bro, my boy pulled up. He's like, yo, I just killed a deer. I was like, what? And after that, I go, he's at my house. We're going to make a burger with it.
He's at my house.
Bro, he made it, bro. It's like orange. It's not like brownish. You know like how it is? It was like perfectly like orange. And I was like, yo, this is kind of lit. Cause it tastes like already seasoned, but it's not seasoned at all. It was just... Bless you, bro. Wash your hands. But yo, honestly, it was pretty good.
So basically, deer comes pre-seasoned.
Kind of. It just tastes differently. It has like that unique... Maybe because it was fresh. You know, he just shot it that same day.
Okay.
All
right.
What's that?
What's the closest thing?
No, man. I thought it was going to taste like chicken.
And people have a tendency of describing anything.
Yeah, that is
like
facts.
Any, like, weird meat as just
it tasted like a really good seasoned burger mixed with a steak.
Oh, so like beef.
Kind of. It just tasted good. It was just a good ass burger. Yeah.
It's good meat.
That's worse.
What's up with this, man? You can't say the word meat without it sounding homosexual.
It's how you say it. It's how you say it.
I would collapse.
It's how y'all are saying it. It's like, bro, I'll take
bro.
All the meat.
Alright.
Why are you gay? Who said I am gay? You are gay.
What's that one? One commercial. It's the probably think I'm gay, but no. You are gay. It's the guy from Invincible. Stephen Young. He was on The Walking Dead.
Okay.
Asian guy.
Invincible is a great show.
Yep. Dude, the last episode kind of disappointed me.
Yeah.
Bimbo is gonna kill me because I haven't started it at all.
Oh, dude, I'm gonna kill you second.
What did you do with the last episode?
Dude, literally, it's just not okay. Here's my gripe. Okay, we got like six minutes. I hate how, like, it's the same shit every time Mark and Eve talk. They just go on the stupid like roof, and like, they talk about their feelings, and all they talk about is like, "Are you okay? You can talk to me. I don't want to hear you talk."
You know what? I'm pretty sure you'd want to talk to your girlfriend too if your guts just got ripped up.
Literally,
and
bro.
Your brother just got like his like arm ripped off and like jaw ripped off, and your dad just got like
exactly.
You know though, but screw all that, bro.
Like, you kind of feel a little bit. Of
Temptation
away,
Island,
right?
Though.
Yo, we should take.
I haven't watched
Temptation Island, though.
Yeah,
y'all should kickstart that.
I fell asleep during the last two episodes.
Temptation Island has me hooked, bro.
Yeah, that shit is fire.
It is.
What's it about? Like, just people on...
So basically, these are couples that go to this Temptation Island, right? There's four couples. All the couples get split, like guys and girls, obviously. There's a villa with guys and there's a villa with girls. Basically, technically their whole time in the villas, they're single. They still have a girlfriend, but they're single. They're technically living like a single life.
Trying not to get tempted.
And there's a bunch of single girls and then single guys who go to each other's villa. So at the guy's villa, there's a bunch of single girls that come. And then at the girl's villa, there's a bunch of single guys that come. Right? And they have to go on dates and stuff. And then, like, the goal is to leave with your significant other. You know what I mean?
It's kind of like The Bachelorette.
Stuff ends up happening where, like, people end up seeing, like, oh, I can get more out of this than the relationship I'm in. So then there's drama. And
no, but listen, to make it worse, too, they spice it up.
It's because the point is
every second day, there's this thing called a bonfire where they show clips of what's happening. Inside the... Yes.
What?
But they only show the worst clips with no context.
With no context. But sometimes... It depends on what you do. They'll show exactly what you did because there's cameras everywhere with, like, recording.
Wait, is it... Oh, is it in English? Because I saw this...
It's in English.
I saw this clip. I think they have a Spanish version of it.
Where, like... Oh, that's...
No, not Love is Blind. There was...
Yeah.
Montoya.
Too Hot to Handle.
Love is Blind.
Love Island.
Dude. Love on the Spectrum is...
Love on the Spectrum is crazy.
Not ethical.
What's that about anyway, though?
That is the best concept for a show ever.
It's so cute, but it's like
how is that not ethical?
Yeah,
well, when they set up, like... When they set up an odd someone with autism and someone with Down syndrome, it just like that didn't fit. You know what I mean,
bro? Their love is special. You know,
It didn't work out. It did not work out. They went on the first date, never saw each other.
No one,
again.
No one caught special. On to that joke. I said special.
No, we saw it.
We heard,
bro.
Screw you, bro. I'm firing my camera girl.
Indish.
But. Cameras in the back. But love it. How do people like approve of like these shows, bro? Like, yo, let's get
Netflix.
Let's just get these two autistic guys. You know what I mean? And like put them in a room, see what happens.
It's Netflix. Bro.
Yeah,
it's Netflix.
That's the thought process behind this stuff.
Like, even like the Special Olympics, you know that one Shane Gillis joke is like, yo, let's just like put these guys in a room.
Yeah,
let's put money on them. No, joking. Never mind.
I love Shane Gillis.
Yo, for real. But yo, our time is almost up. Do you have anything to say? Like, what's next for you, man?
More music, hopefully more shows, hopefully more content, more exposure, more everything.
More everything.
Just everything, but more. You know what I mean? Like, if more can do more, then more than that. You know what I mean?
More.
I'm laughing because we were talking about meat before.
Wait.
Always more. I'm always trying to do more. You know what I mean?
That's what's up. Honestly, I respect that. I respect the
work
hustle.
Work harder. Make more money. Hopefully this stuff takes off and really I can do this as a full-time music maker.
You got to trust the wrong artist. Honestly, I feel like that's what everyone wants.
More EPs, more albums, more singles.
More everything.
More everything, bro. Jay's got a... upcoming project soon, bro. Can't wait for that.
Dropping on my birthday, May 15th.
Happy belated birthday to you, bro. For real, it's gonna be lit.
Belated? How is it belated?
Isn't it belated when it's like happening soon? Or what?
No, that's when it's late. That's when you're late.
My fault.
That's when you
done
missed the birthday, bro.
Damn, my fault.
I'm not the birthday yet.
Happy early birthday, bro.
Happy early birthday, just in case. We'll probably still shout you out anyway.
Of course, man.
But anyways, man, it was an honor to have you on the show.
It was an
honor
to be halved on this show.
Yo,
yeah, this is good English.
Good English. For real. This is 1690, bro. We here with the White Boy with Sauce, Suave, Jay, yeah. Ben Boy. We got Fur, Mark, and wait, who else? And
Obito Muhammad.
Yeah. Muhammad, yo. And we also got, what's your name?
Cass.
And Cass, yo. Everyone's here. We also got Cam and Clara in the back doing the crossword puzzle. See you guys next week for another crazy episode. 1690, what's up?
Peace.